Hello and welcome back to Laundry Day. Yes, I am super original and named my podcast after the chores I do while filming and recording each episode. Feel free to stop avoiding your mountainous laundry and get to it with me now. Can you hear my laundry in the distance? I have a funny story. You guys know I love sharing embarrassing, funny, crazy stories here on the potty. This one is my best one yet. These are the moments in my life that I'm like, thank God I have a podcast. Like, who could I tell? Who could I tell if I didn't have you? So here's my story. Let me try to relive it. I have to relive a minor traumatic event to tell you this story. So my husband and I are both pretty forgetful when it comes to our normal people responsibilities. We both have such crazy jobs that taking the trash out, per se, the dishes, that kind of thing, laundry, they go by the wayside. So usually it's 10 o'clock at night or later the night before trash day when we realize, crap, we didn't put the trash cans out and we're not morning people, so we're not going to wake up early. So in the dark, I'm like, okay, I need to convince my husband to do it now so we don't both forget again. So I'm like, I'll help you. But really, I just wanted him to get out there. So I was trying to manipulate him, my first flaw in this story. And he was like, you said you're helping, babe. And I'm like, oh, I don't have shoes. He's like, your flip-flops are right there. Oh, I don't want to get a tick or a worm or a snail on my foot. The grass is wet. I don't want something crawling on me like a spider. And he's like, no, you said you're helping. I'll grab one trash can. You grab the other. So I'm like, all right, I committed. I fully committed. So I'm going to do it. I'm carrying my trash can behind him after explaining to him while we're walking that I really don't want anything to crawl on me and I hate that my feet are like exposed and I just hate it. I hate it. It's dark. I can't see anything. I'm walking through the grass. And that to me, the grass in the suburbs is the wild. So that sets the kind of the tone for what's going on. And all of a sudden, I feel something on my arm. So I screamed and dropped the trash can. This is in the middle of the night, remember again. And I did not care because what I felt on my arm was like a witch's hand. Down all or up my whole arm from my wrist all the way up to my shoulder. A hand, a witch's hand, nails. So I screamed and I'm like, it wasn't a bug. It was not a bug. It was bigger than a bug. It could be a giant tarantula or a possum or an evil demon hand. But it was not a bug. And he's like, are you serious right now? He's looking at me in complete disbelief. Like, you have to be kidding me right now. But he could see terror in my eyes. So I could tell that he had this like equal embarrassment to concern as to like what crawled on me that got this reaction. I'm like running at the speed of light away from the trash can that is now dumped in the yard. So he goes back. He's like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not touching it. There was a witch's hand. There was a witch's hand. I'm not touching it. So he goes back to pick up my trash can for me. And it happens to him. The witch's hand on his arm. Lo and behold, we see what it is. It runs across the grass, also running at the speed of light. We're both running. I'll see if I can attach a little. No. I'm not going to embarrass myself that bad. But we do have a video of me running away from what I'm about to tell you. Crawled up my arm like a witch's hand. Dun, dun, dun. It was a mouse. A literal mouse crawled up from my wrist that was holding onto the trash can all the way up to my shoulder. A mouse. So I was not wrong. There were claws. There were little tiny nails. I actually got a scratch from it, but I'm alive. I don't feel sick. I think I'm okay. But anyway, it literally crawled up my entire arm. And had it not happened to my husband, he would have never believed me. He would have thought that that's how I was reacting to like maybe a little slug or something, which I would react to. Almost that insanely. So yeah, I had a rat just crawl up my arm this week. Anywho, let's jump into our random fact of the day. This week's random fact is the average woman will eat. I love how I'm just like going away from that story. Like it's not a big deal. Like it didn't change my life. It changed me. I'm a changed woman. I'm a different person who will never take the trash out again. Anyway, the random fact. The average woman will eat 4 pounds of lipstick in her lifetime. I'm the average woman. I wear lipstick every day. Actually, I'm probably above average then. I'm even above average. No, but like I wear lipstick every single day, lipstick and lip liner. So I eat about 4 pounds of lipstick in my life is what I'm gathering here. It says, when you take the average number of lipsticks bought throughout a lifetime and their average wearability, it comes down to women licking off or eating with food about 4 pounds of lipstick in their life. That translates to 533.76 lipsticks. Okay. Didn't need to know that as I'm wearing lipstick right now, and it is going into my mouth as I speak. Oh, good times. I've covered a lot of topics on my podcast so far, some more political than others, but you guys know me. I'm pretty well-rounded, I think, when it comes to politics. I'm also very open-minded and willing to be wrong, which is why I think I feel so strongly about the things that I have confirmed to be personally true. I never believed those things were true just because I really wanted to so bad. So I looked at the devil's advocate and the possibility of being wrong, and it turns out I'm right. No, but it turns out that, you know, I'm always right. This week, I wanted to make a list of things that liberals and conservatives say that make my skin crawl. Because although I can't speak my full mind on the internet without getting canceled by someone, in due time, my podcast will see where I stand more and more. And I think it's funny to be able to make fun of ourselves, you guys. So I'm leaving no one out. You're all going down with this list. Everyone's going down. Up first, I think we could dive into some COVID ones since sadly our health has become so politicized. I absolutely abhor when people say, and these are typically conservative people, I know not all, so no need to be like, not all, like, no, I know. It's funny. It's a funny, like, stereotype, okay? I absolutely despise when people, typically conservatives, say, quote, face diaper when referring to a mask. Like, okay, is that because you have to smell your own nasty breath behind the mask all day and it's reminding you of your diaper days? Like, that's such a lame diss, guys. Come on. I hate, like, uneducated humor. And I'm using the term loosely when I say uneducated, okay? Don't come for me. But, like, a joke of this nature would be funny if the mask functioned similarly to a diaper. But unless you're a bird who's regurgitating your fried Popeye sandwich from lunch into your mask all day, I just feel like there are better disses. I feel like if we're gonna diss a mask, if dissing masks is your thing, then the mask functions more similarly to underwear. Because underwear conceals things, okay, and it catches small particles of human liquids all day. So face underwear, face lingerie, face thong. It makes way more comedic sense, guys. That's all I'm saying. Okay, but like I said, none of you are safe. So up next, drum roll please. I absolutely cannot stand when liberals diss Donald Trump for being orange. Solely for being orange. Like, it's usually in, like, a very base level conversation. I'm not talking about people who have issues with Trump's policies. I'm talking strictly the people who diss him for being orange. It's incredibly hilarious and disturbing to be fighting the good fight, wearing shirts, holding signs that say to not judge people for their skin color, while blatantly crapping all over this guy for his skin color. I mean, come on, a face diaper would be useful right now with all this crapping. I understand that there is a big difference, obviously, when you're holding up signs and it's about a racial matter, but I just think the irony is a little bit funny. To poke fun at someone's skin color, I mean, you, like I said, you can have problems all day with any of his policies that you want. But if it's his skin color, I think it's rude. The next thing that conservatives say that annoys me is when they say, my pronouns are shut and up, or my pronouns are God and guns, or my pronouns are anti-vax, like, whatever, fill in the blank. I'm those are just examples. But they're saying, like, two things that aren't pronouns. Like, it's a joke that doesn't make sense. It's they're not pronouns. It's just kind of like, ha, 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 that was so clever. Ha, 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 ha. Like, I just don't think that's funny. I don't know. That being said, I'm equally peeved by the more liberal people. Again, it's not everybody. I feel like I have to keep putting a disclaimer in, just in case someone takes a soundbite. But the more liberal side are creating their own pronouns that are not, they're also by definition not considered pronouns, like kitty and kitten. and Z and Zay. Really difficult, guys, for people to know that your pronoun is something that's not a pro. It's not a pronoun. It's just, how would I know that? How could I ever keep track if someone is turtle she and turtle he or whatever, like, you know, Z, Z. It's just, it's hard to keep track of those ones. And those are called neopronouns for anybody who is like, what? Are people doing that? They are. The next thing that I hate, I use the term hate loosely, but the future is female. The future is female. I don't like this because I absolutely hate that in attempt to get equal rights that we've gone so far as to try and abolish and eliminate men. How do we see this ending up? Like, talk me through this. If we keep fighting fire with fire, then there will just be another men's right movement and then another women's right movement and so on and so forth. The future is not female. The future is equal. The future is equal respect. Respect of our differences. Respect of the things we can actually accomplish equally. But I want to emphasize differences because that's right, guys. There are some things that we're all different. So if you think that the future is female and females do this better and females do that better, then by definition, wouldn't there be some things that men do better? I don't want to go down that rabbit hole because to me, it doesn't matter. To me, we're all equal. Just because you're a woman does not make you on my team. What makes you my team, like team drew out your no, but no, what makes us a team is that we're breathing, beautiful human beings who deserve a chance at equality. So I don't like the whole future is female kind of movement. I think that it's counterproductive. Oh man, that one... I'm sorry, that got a little serious. Anyway, that's less funny, more serious. But conservatives, I'm not letting the conservatives off the hook just yet either. On a more funny note, again, it's not everybody, but it's just a funny stereotype. I hate the epoxy cup Trump gun swag stuff. Okay, guys, I'm just over it. I'm getting tired. I'm just getting tired. Are we a fan of Trump or his policies? Because I just like put the policies on the epoxy cup. No, but here are some fun epoxy cup ideas that I think the conservatives should start really actively putting on there, and maybe they're a little better. A constitution cup. Okay, hear me out. Just the constitution. No, hold yourself back. We're not adding a glittery Trump 2020 on the bottom. Just the constitution, the way it's written. All right. Okay, hey, calm down. Put the camo American flag print to rest. Let's do a nice little map of America. We love America. Let's do a little map of Abraham Lincoln tribute. Just put the camo American flag print down for just a second. Or maybe, guys, maybe we've gone too far. Maybe we just go back to the Boss Babe and Mama Bear cups because it's a lot less abrasive. It's not even controversial, really. I take back any judgment. Boss Babes. Okay. Let's go back to that. Mama Bears. Liberals. Hey, don't laugh. I heard you laughing. No, you're not off the hook either because you're holding your pride flag epoxy cup and it's still an epoxy cup. And if that isn't you being on your Starbucks pumpkin spice girl vibes, I don't know what is. Okay, guys. Anyway, I hope you found the list interesting. or funny. I have friends of all walks of life and I love them all to pieces. Ooh, put that on an epoxy cup. Love you to pieces. there really are some stereotypes when it comes to politics that we can all tend to fall into or at least find some humor in. The most important thing is to just have respect and grace for your opposers. People believe different things based on their walk, based on something from their view. It's hard to see how someone could be such a man-hater or how could somebody be such a bigot. But lay off the Kool-Aid, guys, and love people more. I absolutely cannot stand the pawning of the parties against each other. That is part of the reason that we are where we're at here in America is because they're just pawning these views against each other. They're exhausting us with things and just love each other. Just love each other. You might not see eye to eye now, but maybe there's something that you could share with someone that they're missing. And by just being a complete turnoff and writing them off and calling them names, you're never going to get that chance. So I just love everybody. I respect my differences with my friends. And I would never just, I just don't want to lose my friendships over political stuff. All right. I think the politics were our dirty laundry segment of the week. I didn't announce it as that, but it felt dirty. It felt like the laundry. I can't wait to get taken out of context. I'm making fun of you all. I just want to emphasize that none of you are safe with me. Ooh. Someone did a little soundbite of that. That includes you, blue-haired Zize kittens with glasses. That also includes you, boss babes, who are selling hair care out of your Toyota Sienna. I mean, your sponsored pink Cadillacs. It's all of you, okay? Speaking of boss babes, by the way, here's a list of appropriate fall things to get excited about. Number one, we have hoodies and sweaters. I'm sick of my quarantine arms showing. All right, I'm ready to be buried in this oversized hoodie. Speaking of this hoodie, by the way, this is actually my merch. It says You'll Miss Me. It goes with my single You'll Miss Me. We have orchestra merch. We have skeletons merch. We've got some seasonal merch coming out here for Halloween. So go check out my shop. It's shopdrewrin.com. Wow, that plug wasn't even written into the script. anyway. Oversized hoodies, sweaters, whatever. Number two, we have fall-flavored coffee. That's right, guys. It is okay to like seasonal flavors. I'm giving you the go, guys. It is okay to like seasonal flavors. Cinnamon, pumpkin, apples, they are better when it's cold out, okay? It's fun. Number three, we have Halloween costumes. Cheesy and fun for everyone. I love dressing up, and as adults, we deserve one day a year to dress up, okay? I think it's fair. Blue-haired Z's and Z's. You guys probably dress up all the time at conventions, wearing tails, plaid skirts, that kind of whole thing, and you're having more fun than the rest of us. So hats off to you. Linda at the office does not think that that's appropriate, and the rest of us only do it once a year. I don't think that's fair. I want to be dressing up every day, okay? Petition for Halloween to be a year-round holiday. Coming in at number four, we've got epoxy cups. I'm adding this one because I know they're fun and I know they keep your PSL warm at your son's baseball game. And none of us would have known that you're a boy mom without your cute epoxy cup. So I see the use and I do own one. Ah, you got me. See, I told you, it's okay to make fun of ourselves. I'm an epoxy cup person, apparently. I actually own one. And it looks cute with an infinity scarf and clay earrings. You can't argue with science. Not really. So I get it for the aesthetic, but it's also functional. And my joke is done. My joke is over. They are functional cups. I love them. Love y'all. You go. Up next, we have hot baths. Baths are never going out of style. Everyone can have a bath if they feel like it. Just get a giant thing that your body fits in and fill it with hot water. I love baths. And I love listening to Michael Bublé's seasonal albums while taking a bath. All right, guys, that is the end of today's episode. I hope you don't cancel me because my jokes rang too true. And if you do, if you find yourself mad at the end of this episode, that means my joke was true. Are you a little pumpkin spice girl? Oh, tell me you have blue hair without telling me you have blue hair. Anyway, don't cancel me, guys. I love you all. Like I said, you're all equally safe and unsafe here with me. Live, laugh, love. Sorry, I'm done. Say one nice thing to one other person, even if they're wearing a tail, and make the world a better place. I will see you guys next time. Bye.